hard border sparking protests, a shortage of medicines, a fresh food shortage, a shortage of fuel, a rise in prices, a rise in disorder, delays at ports, airports and the Eurotunnel. Those are some of the warnings of the impact of a no-deal Brexit contained in a dossier prepared by civil servants at Westminster and leaked to the Sunday Times. The British Cabinet Minister responsible for preparing for a no-deal Brexit is Michael Gove.
This is an old document that, since it was published and circulated, the government have taken significant additional steps to ensure that we are prepared to leave on October the 31st, deal or no deal. It is the case that the UK government have been clear that we will not put up any infrastructure at the border. There's no return to a hard border. We will have a system of very, very limited checks, simply where international law requires it. So we are not going to ensure that there are any impediments on the Irish border. What the European Union decide, well, that's a matter for them.
That's Michael Gove there. We can talk now to Minister of State at the Department of Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform, Patrick O'Donovan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for being with us. He says it's a very old document. It was published last, or it was worked on rather, last month. Let's exclude the hard border on the list for a moment. Those other impacts that I talked about there, the shortage of fuel, the rise in prices, a fresh food shortage, a shortage of medicines, how many of those would apply here too?
Well, first of all, just in relation to the document, as you say, it's not really a very old document. It's only a month old, and it's a British internal paper. So from our point of view, we said from the very outset, when the British decided they were going to leave the European Union, we said that there's no good deal in Brexit. It's just a case of how bad the deal can be and how bad the movement from the United Kingdom out of the European Union will be. This is a document, as you say, that is based on what it will mean for the UK. Mm. And certainly from our perspective, what we want to try and do is mitigate it. On top of that, it's very plain to be seen that the part of the United Kingdom that's likely to be worst off in a no-deal scenario is Northern Ireland.
But I'll get on to the North in a minute, but if we could just focus on, in a no-deal scenario, supply chains to the South would be hit. There would be delays at customs, ports and airports. That's true, isn't it?
Well, what we've been working on over the last number of months is in relation to infrastructure at our ports and airports. We've been upskilling revenue. We've been bringing in new people into revenue. We've been asking businesses, encouraging businesses over the summer to engage directly with revenue to see businesses that have heretofore never had any dealings with customs, for instance, to make them aware of what they need to do to try and upskill them. We've been providing support through the local enterprise offices, through Enterprise Ireland, through Board BA, through Falch Ireland, through all of the state agencies, IDA and others. So we've been working on this for the last number of years.
But inevitably there would be delays in a no-deal scenario, perhaps for a limited amount of time, but nonetheless there would be delays and supply chains would be hit.
In the situation of a no-deal scenario, it's not going to be very good for either Britain or Ireland, and contingencies are contingencies. They mitigate a situation from being as bad as it can be to being less bad. You're never going to have a situation where you're going to have a seamless transition like we have at the moment if there's a no-deal scenario. Everybody accepts that. What we're working towards is, and we're using the opportunity both through our diplomatic channels and through the EU27, is to bring about a scenario where the deal that's on the table at the moment, which protects Northern Ireland and protects the all-island economy, and most importantly of all, and there was very little talk about it in yesterday's coverage and yesterday's media reports, is protecting the Good Friday Agreement, which when you distill all of this down, that's what this is about. This is about protecting a peace process.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about that, because we're talking specifically this morning about the possibility of a no-deal Brexit and what would happen in that scenario. And the government has already said there would be checks. There would have to be checks in a no-deal Brexit scenario in order for movement of goods across the border. So do you regard the imposition of checks, regardless of how limited they are or might be, as undermining the Good Friday Agreement?
Well, those are things we're trying to avoid. And I mean, we're working with the European Commission at the moment to look at scenarios that could happen in a no-deal case. Our priority is to make sure that there's no physical infrastructure placed on the border of Ireland, because the day you put a physical infrastructure in place, you have to protect it. And it has been said previously, the day you have somebody that needs to protect a piece of infrastructure, we know that there are people, in, to borrow the words of some people who haven't gone away, you know, that will look to a legitimacy to reinvent some sort of a warped campaign. And the British government have serious obligations here that they need to be reminded of, which is that they are co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement. And that trumps everything.
But do you know how it is possible to carry out checks on a consignment of live animals at the border without the need for infrastructure?
And this is what the Irish government have been working with the EU27 and the Barnier Task Force and the Commission to see how, in the event of a no-deal scenario, that could be worked out. And that's part of an ongoing process. But this week we have the British Prime Minister, for instance, going as part of the G7 to meet other EU leaders. We would hope that the British Prime Minister, if the British government are as committed as we believe they are to the Good Friday Agreement and to making sure that there is going to be no physical infrastructure on the island of Ireland, which is a de facto border, that proposals that would be the backstop by any other mean would be brought forward. Bear in mind that the backstop extension to the entire United Kingdom was a United Kingdom government construct of which the current Prime Minister was a member.
Do you regard, though, the imposition of any checks on the border as undermining the Good Friday Agreement?
We have obligations to protect our place in the EU single market, and your earlier contributor in the top of the show said how important it was for Ireland to grow its economy as part of the EU 27 and as part of the single market and as part of our ongoing participation in the customs union. What we're having now is discussions with the Commission to make sure that if there is a no-deal scenario on the 31st of October, that there are no checks. There are no physical infrastructure on the island of Ireland, but if there are checks required, that they will be that they would take place remotely from the border, and they would have to take place elsewhere.
But how is that possible? How is that possible when the European Commission itself, back in December, said that in the case of a no deal, every consignment of live animals and animal products would have to go inspection checks at the point of entry to the EU?
And the Minister for Foreign Affairs has been making it very clear over the last number of weeks that that's a continuation of discussions between the Government of Ireland and the EU27. The EU27 and the Commission at one with the Government of Ireland in relation to the maintenance of a situation where there is a borderless free Ireland as well. Okay. That's something that we have to work towards.
Can I ask you just finally, another element to all of this in the last 24 hours or so is the widespread reporting that the British Home Secretary is planning to end freedom of movement for EU citizens in the UK from day one of Brexit. So presumably that means the 1st of November. Now, are you 100% certain that Irish citizens won't be affected by that because of the common travel area?
Well, our common travel area predates our entry into the European Economic Community, and this is an agreement that has already been in place between Ireland and the UK, and it's been one of the things that this government have worked towards ever before any of the withdrawal agreement infrastructure, or ever before any discussions took place on the withdrawal agreement. That was already agreed, that the position in relation to the free movements of people between these two islands, which predates the EEC, is going to be protected.
But of course there are tens of thousands of EU citizens, not Irish, not British, who live and work on both sides of the border. What will happen to them, do you know?
And that's why the seamless transition between the island of Ireland and the EU27 is absolutely critical. It goes back to an earlier point that I made. You cannot have a physical infrastructure on the island of Ireland, because the day that you introduce that is the day that you undermine the entire peace process. And again, as I say, if the British government are as committed as I believe they are and as others believe they are to the Good Friday Agreement, then that's something that obviously is something that's not going to be countenanced by this government or by the EU27.
But is it fair to say that we're only 2 months away from a probable potential no-deal Brexit? There aren't many answers still.
No, and look, I mean, people are getting very frustrated, and, you know, I'm sure the other governments are getting very frustrated. We are very frustrated. People living along the border are very frustrated. And as I said a while ago, you know, it's Northern Ireland is the part of the United Kingdom that has the most to lose. And while people say that this report, you know, that we referred to earlier on, is old, it isn't old, it's a month old.
Yeah. Okay.
We have to make sure that Northern Ireland is protected, that the Good Friday Agreement is protected, because peace trumps everything.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Minister of State Patrick O'Donovan. It is 8:21 now.